Our reading this morning is from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. I'm not going to give you the page number, and it's going to be because I've unilaterally decided to use the English version this morning for slightly easier words.
That's fine.
So 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. When I came to you, my friends, to preach God's secret truth, I did not use big words and great learning. For while I was with you, I made up my mind to forget everything except Jesus Christ, and especially his death on the cross. So when I came to you, I was weak and trembled all over with fear. And my teaching and message were not delivered with skillful words of human wisdom, but with convincing proof of the power of God's Spirit. Your faith, then, does not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power. Guard God as they come to preach on these words. We pray that your Spirit would speak into our hearts, that you would refresh and challenge and grow and nurture our faith this morning.
Well, this morning what I want to do is take you back in time and to a long, long way away. Not quite a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, not going back that far or travelling that far, but going back to about 55 years after Jesus was born. And we're going to go to Greece this morning, and we're going to go to a city called Corinth. Now, I don't know whether you can easily imagine what that's like to get there in space and time. And with apologies to our German friends who are with us, I'm going to use a little British cultural icon to help us get all the way to Greece. It is, we've got Dr. Evans, the TARDIS coming and taking us all the way off and see whether we can arrive in Corinth. You would not believe how long it took to get that working. So we're in Corinth, we're in the marketplace, and there are people coming along and they are selling anything that you can imagine. They're selling food, they're selling clothes, fabric, tools, things for your house. There are even people selling ideas. And that sounds a bit weird, doesn't it? Selling ideas. But clever people from all over the Roman Empire would come together to Corinth. It was such an important place. Place people would come to learn. Place people would come to trade. And they would come, and they were called philosophers. They were lovers of wisdom. That's what that means. And they would come with their ideas, trying to sell how they said you should live. And in Corinth, there was a group of people who had decided that they wanted to follow Jesus. They'd heard from Paul, who wrote that little bit of the Bible that we listened to earlier. They'd heard from Paul about the life of Jesus, his death, coming back to life again at Easter. And they had decided that they were going to follow Jesus, but there was a problem. You see, you had all these people standing there selling their ideas, and the people in Corinth, they still wanted to look really clever. So they want to listen to all these different ideas. And the more they listened to them, the more they got pulled away from what Jesus had been saying. Because the philosophers, they kind of packaged up all their ideas to make them seem brilliant. They would package up their ideas so they would look bright and colourful and exciting, and people just wanted to know what was inside. And so, but if you want to know more, you've got to come along to this place and listen to my lecture, and you can pay to come in. That was how they made their money. come along and listen to my ideas and you'll find out what's inside my beautiful, bright, colourful present with all the ideas that they're talking about. It's so precious, it's so valuable. This is something that could change your whole life. And people got excited about it. Much like you're doing a good impression of not looking this morning. They got excited about it. They got excited about it. Oh yes, I knew we'd get there in the end. So we get invited to come along because this was going to be the best thing ever. Everyone listening would want to know what was in. So do you want to know what's in the box?
Yes!
You want to know what's in the box, surely?
Yes!
Does someone want to come and open the box for me? Is someone going to volunteer, going to come out and open the box? Amy, do you want to come up and help me?
Sorry.
That's brilliant. So you're excited about what's in here, aren't you?
Yes,
it's very good.
Yes.
Okay, take the lid off. And what's inside the box?
Nothing.
Oh. I'm going to need your help again in a minute, but do you want to go and sit down for a moment? And that was the problem. That was the problem. All of these wonderful sounding ideas that they would come along with, when you started to look inside them, they were empty. What Paul had told them was all of these philosophies. They're never going to find God. You can't find God just through human wisdom. And so you end up with something that might look beautiful and bright and colourful, but it's rubbish. Absolute rubbish. That's it. I didn't think I'd thrown it far enough to hit you, but it was a risk I was willing to take. And when Paul writes them, what he says is, actually think back to when I came along. Because some of them, they were thinking, well, Paul, when he came along, he stood up in the market and he told about all his ideas and he invited people to come and listen in the synagogue, which is where the Jews worshipped, or in the house of a man called Titius Justus, where he was teaching there. And he said, you were like that. You were there with your big parcel. And Paul goes, yeah, but my parcel is a little bit different when I came along. Does this look as bright and shiny? As colourful. It's a bit dull, isn't it? He'd come along and he'd been talking about what Jesus had said. So I didn't come with lots of fancy ideas. I came with just something really, really simple. But actually, what's in here is even more precious, even more valuable than anything that the others were saying. You want to come and help this time? Is that all right, Amy, if she comes and helps this time? Okay, come up. That's all right. So you want to know what's in this box now, don't you?
Yes, please.
Just take that little tab there and lift it up. And what's in the box?
Empty. Nothing.
It's empty.
Oh, dear.
Well, you see, the problem was... Thank you for your help. Do you want to go and sit down again? That is brilliant. Thank you.
I like you.
Well, I like you as well. The problem was, a lot of people, they listened to what Paul was saying and they thought, it's still empty, it's still rubbish, there's nothing there. But Paul actually said, no, you've missed the point. I haven't used any packaging in what I'm doing. What I've done is the whole message that I've told you is the message about the cross of Jesus. And that really is the most precious thing in the whole world. And if you can understand about Jesus being God, coming and living among us, showing how we could have a relationship with God, about how he died on the cross, taking all the punishment for everything bad that we've ever done, and then coming back to life to show us that God's promise is not just for Jesus, but it can be for all of us. We can all beat death if we follow Jesus. Then actually we'll find that this is the most precious thing in the whole world ever. It's not something that comes with any packaging. The message of the cross. And that's what he wrote to the people in Corinth. That's what Pete read out to us a bit earlier on. But maybe you've had enough of Greece and Corinth and 55 BC, so we're going to come back up.
to modern day again. We do need a little bit of help with that. Cool. So Doctor Who bringing us back again. There we go. You see, we're back in the present. And what we're left with is the present. You know how much time I spend thinking of these things. Yep, not enough. We're back in the present. And the question is not just what did Paul say 2,000 years ago about the cross of Jesus. The important thing is that those things are still true today. That gift of life and forgiveness and a brand new start is open to all of us today, and we can receive it if we say sorry to God for our sins because of what Jesus did on the cross. Shall we pray? Father God, we thank you so much for the message of the cross, that it isn't all packaged up with lots of bright, shiny things, but instead it's something that goes right to the very heart of who you are and who you want us to be. We thank you for the gift that you offer us. We receive that gift of forgiveness and new life today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.